WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Those driving north on the freeway in Bryan today begin 4 months of not having access to the William Joel Bryan and Boomville on and off ramps. Construction of new ramps will take until next February. And if you've been caught in slow traffic going south on the freeway in College Station, the TxDOT office in Bryan says it could continue for another couple of weeks. The lane closure, which continues weekdays until 4 p.m., has backed up traffic before the Emerald Parkway exit. Two brothers have been reunited with their parents after a seven-hour search Monday night. College Station police said a relative caring for the 2- and 6-year-old reported them missing around 6 when they couldn't locate them. The search was called off before 1 this morning when they were found. The case remains under investigation. Early voting ends this Friday. Brazos County Clerk Kara McQueen says this year's numbers are higher than last year's due to candidates.
Most individuals are not that interested in amendments, even though there were some city races on the ballot last year. It just seems they get out more for state and federal races.
For information on when and where to vote, go online to brazosvotes.org. Each of the last 3 years, more than 210 teachers have left the Bryan School District. That was one of the topics addressed at last week's local candidates forum from those seeking the at-large position on the Bryan School Board.
Roy Flores was asked what he would do to slow down the turnover rate aside from increasing teacher pay.
We need to learn how to keep our teachers. And what we need to do is we need to sit down and talk with them, find out what they need.
David Stastny says they're looking for ways to reward excellence in the classroom.
You're going to have teachers that are going to leave no matter what because of the spouses graduating from A&M or whatever the reasons are. There are some that one of the areas that we've got to do better at is minority recruitment and retention, and I have asked, and we've actually tried to do better at having a committee, a group of citizens and also staff that work with these people to try to make them feel more comfortable in our community.
Overall turnover in Bryan ISD has exceeded more than 400 employees each of the last 3 years, which is an average of 20%. Comments from all those participating at the candidates forum are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Registered voters in College Station are still being recruited to serve on a committee to develop recommendations for a bond issue a year from now. There will be 3 subcommittees, one exploring future facilities. Mayor Nancy Berry says that can include a city hall.
Not the Taj Mahal that was the $36 million addition from 2008, but decent, affordable office space.
Berry says there are space needs in multiple locations. Application information is online at cstx.gov/committees. The other subcommittees will be addressing future needs in parks and transportation. The congressional midterm elections means the possibilities of new committee assignments and possibly new chairs. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has been mentioned as a possible candidate to head the House Veterans Affairs Committee.
There are still a couple of names in front of me, actually 3 names in front of me. And so I think just in seniority, there's probably not a great likelihood to do it.
Congressman Kevin Brady of the Woodlands, whose district includes Grimes and Madison counties, is interested in chairing the House Ways and Means Committee. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
40 years of fun, centuries in the making. Bud Light invites you to join the fun at the Texas Renaissance Festival, happening every weekend through November 30th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Celebrate 40 years of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Hi, St. Joseph Eagle fans. Sam Jones here reminding you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagles football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jeff Paradowski, attorney at law, Napa Auto Parts, Prosperity Bank, Jason Bayinski, BTR Realtor, and Serve Pro of the Brazos Valley.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football, and special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Washbangers. This month's specialty burger is not a burger. Michael has decided to hand rub a special spice mix on pork roast and slow braise them overnight in root beer. We take that sweet shredded pork and pile it on one of our signature warm sourdough buns, topped with a crunchy vinegar-based made-from-scratch Carolina slaw and surrounded by a big pile of fresh-cut fries. It gives sweet and sour a whole new dimension. Also, in case you missed it, we were featured on the Texas Bucket List right after the Mississippi State game. The show featured our Cajun burger with a custom patty of Angus beef mixed with ground andouille sausage, covered in melted pepper jack cheese and hand-breaded crawfish tails. After the show, we had some folks drive all the way from Beaumont just to try one. They said it was worth the drive. If you missed the show, it's available on YouTube, or just go to our Facebook page and watch it yourself. While you're on our Facebook page, check out our October beer events. Each week's different, so keep up so you don't miss out. Harvey Washbangers, home of the Banger Burger, the Brazos Valley's first and still best gourmet burger.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Partial sunshine and warm today. Temperatures will make their way up to 85. A frontal boundary will bring us clouds tonight. May set off a shower or a thunderstorm, 65. That front results in clouds tomorrow. The chance for some showers and thunderstorms will certainly take the rainfall. Temperatures near 80. Maybe a leftover shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night near 60. Thursday should be partly to mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower. Highs Thursday between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. There you go. It's 8:12. Leah's here this morning. I'm sorry. We should have waited until you got here to do the story about Boomer Esiason.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, you did.
This morning.
He's now the commissioner of the first feline football league.
Oh, I caught the I heard the end of it, and I didn't understand.
That's what it
Boomer Esiason was the lovely individual back in that sponsoring it or whatever he's doing.
Okay, it's called Word Spy. It's a word that really hasn't come up yet, but we're going to make it up for you. The state of being a woman who is not a mother, you're in otherhood. Otherhood, okay. A strong and irrational fear of the Ebola virus would be Ebolaphobia.
Oh, that's original.
Yeah. By the way, we had the story this morning. Patrick had the story that the lady's dog is still in quarantine. Is that right?
Yes.
But we need people to know the dog has not been here. I felt so sorry for that guy from Brazos County. Was that in the health department last Friday a week ago? Had to tell people that that dog was not in Brazos County for fear that people would think, you know, the dog's here and it's spreading dog cooties everywhere, Ebola dog cooties. But no, it's not been here.
The vet team's doing a great job up there.
Yes, and they can call down here, but the Ebola cooties will not go down through the phone line.
We still doing Word Spy?
Yeah. You got one?
What do you call Amish children?
I don't know.
Omelets.
Okay. Explaining parenting in a condescending way to people who don't have children is called parentsplaining. A person who spends a great deal of time in music stores combing through the stacks of vinyl records is called a crate digger.
Wow.
Yeah. Publicly reproaching a household or an institution for using water excessively during a drought. We need to tell Water Chick about this. Drought shaming.
Oh,
drought
man.
Shaming.
I like that.
She'll use it. All right, here we go. That's the list of the most desirable companies to work for. We'll give you 9 because we don't do 10. Number 9 is PepsiCo. Number 8 is Nestle. Number 7 is GE. Number 6 is Procter & Gamble. Number 5 is Amazon. Number 4 is Microsoft. Number 3 is Unilever. Number 2 is Apple. Number 1 is Google. By the way, if you'll realize that probably in there are Procter & Gamble and Unilever will own everything eventually that has to do with any kind of a consumable, okay? They just will. You don't know Unilever, you'll see their logo on the back. It's a U that looks like it's a Dalmatian. Oh, hi there, Zach. You can talk.
Hey.
Sorry.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize the button was off.
You missed me saying number one ought to be Brian Broadcast.
Oh, did you say that? Oh.
And number one boss ought to be Ben Downs.
Wow. Listen to you.
I know he's listening.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's Google, Apple, Unilever, Microsoft, Amazon, and Procter & Gamble and GE. Those seven companies probably will own the entire world or control it, you know, in the next 10, 20 years, maybe 30
years. Yeah, they're pretty close already. So.
They are. It's so there. All right, with that, what's going on at the Humane Society?
Well, we're out at the Haunted House in downtown Bryan this Friday.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of interesting.
It is. It is. The Haunted House supports a variety of charities, and we're one of them this year. So Carrie, our volunteer coordinator, will be out with a couple other staff members that are actually going to take their dogs out because we needed to make sure that these dogs were safe again around folks in costumes.
Yeah.
If we have any puppies at the shelter, we'll take them out. Right now, there's none we can consider quite young enough to be 100% safe in a questionable
environment.
I was
going to say, it's a little bit odd, I'm sure. Yeah,
it
they
is.
Don't
it's
know
a
what...
little different.
Yeah.
So we'll be out there, and that's at the Palace Theater. I know there have been some, where was that again? So that's out there, and you can visit us out there that evening. And, you know, we're in the middle of Fall in Love half-price adoption, so we have half-price, a handful of animals that have been selected as half-price animals, and most of them were ones that are already been spayed or neutered. So when you come in and adopt them, they can leave with you if you have an approved adoption and so on and so forth. So great opportunity there. And you know, it's just gearing up for the winter holiday season as usual, and with all the holidays, including Halloween this Friday, you know, obviously we talked about in the past all the safety that you have to, you know, consider when you have pets and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know what they're going to eat. I have no idea what my dog ate yesterday, but she was out every hour and a half last night.
Uh-oh. Well, so, at least she went out. That's a good thing.
Yes, yes. She, thank goodness. And I've had dogs in the past that don't warn you. Trust me, it's not fun. So just keep that in mind. And it definitely, those increases go up with the holidays, and that's starting right now. So for the next 2 months, be on high alert with your pets and keep them safe because you want to keep out of that emergency room. We are open weekdays 11 to 6. Sometimes I don't mention when we're actually open.
Okay, okay.
And Saturdays, regardless of the football game, we are open.
Yagi football does not impact the opening and closing of the Humane Society.
It does not, because we do understand there's folks out there looking for their pets and whatnot. And, you know, some of our staff aren't real thrilled about that, but they arrange their schedule, and they, you know, dogs and cats need to eat. So we're open Saturdays 11 to 3, again, regardless of the game day. The only thing that pretty much changes for us on game day is whether or not we're at PetSmart.
Okay.
If there's a home game, we're not at PetSmart because we just don't have the volunteer bodies to go out to PetSmart and actually do those adoptions. So, but if it's an away game or once the season's over, we're open at PetSmart. We're there with dogs available for adoption from 11 to 2. And we are looking for some foster homes right now. Kind of an odd time to look for foster homes. And this time of year is also kind of hard for us to place animals into foster care because people are really busy with their holiday schedules, their school schedules, whatnot. So if you're interested in foster care, a lot of these are, we've had some kittens come in. They're not quite old enough for adoption. They're a pound and a half. They need to be 8 weeks and 2 pounds. They're not quite. We're needing 2 weeks on them. So short times of foster care, and some of them are spayed and neutered dogs that are just going to go out to these all these events that we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know a little bit more about them before we get to the event so we can be 100% prepared. So if you want any of the information about any of the stuff that's going on, check out our website, aggielandhumane.org, or you can find us on Facebook as well.
There you go. We visit the folks in the shelter on Tuesdays. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
A softer than expected report from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Demand for expensive manufactured products was weaker last month than in August. The Commerce Department reports orders for durable goods declined 1.3% in September. Excluding the volatile transportation category, orders were down a more modest 0.2%. Apple CEO Tim Cook says Apple Pay, his company's new mobile payment system, is already number one, used more widely than any competing system. And Cook says he plans to talk with the executive chairman of the Chinese internet retailer Alibaba about some kind of partnership arrangement. We may see a subscription version of YouTube. A Google executive says a paid version of the streaming video site would give users more choice. The subscription service would be ad-free. An advertising-supported free version of YouTube would still be available. Stock market futures pointing higher ahead of the Tuesday session on Wall Street. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Thank you. Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. Free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
After 1 week away, due to the open date on the schedule, the Kevin Sumlin Show returns to the air tonight over many of these same stations from 7 until 8. We'll broadcast live from Wings and More on University Drive here in College Station. We take questions from the floor and also a toll-free number to call in questions from the coach tonight starting at 7.
Since I've been here, it's been a big key. You know, Larry Jackson and staff have done a fabulous job with our players. The first year to really only play with 15 defensive players, 16 guys for that whole year. First of all, we were lucky, but in a lot of games, for those guys to finish the game.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin from a recent show. Tonight from 7 until 8, University Drive location of Wings and More, the Kevin Sumlin Show. You'll hear it on this radio station. Have a question for the coach? There'll be a toll-free number announced during the program. I'm Dave South. Talk to you tonight. That's another Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. 6620. Cornerstone Home Health.
For place 6 on the College Station School Board, vote Michael Schaefer. Michael Schaefer, experienced, dedicated, educator, leader, and family man. Michael Schaefer, committed parent and fiscal conservative, puts the interest of the students first, with a careful eye on the bottom line. With 21 years educator administrator experience and 20 years as a local business owner, Michael Schaefer has a great perspective into the public school system.
For dedicated, passionate, and experienced community leadership, I ask you to vote for me, Michael Schaefer, for College Station School Board, Place 6. Political ad paid for by Michael Schaefer, Cal McNeil, Treasurer.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
I didn't have any energy for evening.
People all over the country are noticing how Active 8 makes them feel.
The kids wanted to do things, my husband wanted to go, and I didn't.
Sharon was tired all the time. She decided to try Active 8.
I noticed one of my friends was losing weight and had quite a bit more energy than she usually did. I just had to ask what she was doing that made such a difference. But she told me it was Active 8. That was enough for me to give it a try.
Active 8 was developed by a physician for his patients who complained of being tired all the time. It's completely safe, effective, and fully guaranteed.
The difference is amazing.
Activate your life with Active 8. Just go to our website for full information.
To learn more or to order, go to www.activateproducts.com or call 1-800-465-4411.
We really ought to call it an Ollie or a Pollock, but we don't. Why? Because Oliver Pollock came up with it. We didn't mean to, mind you. It was an accident. Or in this case, it was really bad penmanship. You've seen it every day of your life, and you've used it just about as frequently. Now, most people thought it was invented by the government. Nope, it was an error. Ollie, well, he was an Irish sailor who came to this country back before our independence. When he tired of sea life, he settled in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. He quickly put the lessons he learned as a sailor to work and established himself as a West Indies trader. He became quite wealthy and influential. Ollie later moved his operation to Louisiana, where he amassed even more wealth as a trader and plantation owner. Prior to 1775, our fledgling country's monetary system was in disastrous shape. Our new Congress decided to rectify the situation by backing all of its legal tender with the most commonly circulated coins of the time, and they were not English. Remember, we were at war with England, so the next best thing was Spanish coins. Not only that, but the Spanish were already minting some of their coins over here. Yeah, Americans began trading with Spanish pesos, minted in this country, and the Americans shed the British pound. Ollie's financial success enabled him to provide supplies to our Revolutionary Army, which, as you might guess, made him real popular with our Congress and General George Washington. Ollie frequently purchased military supplies to support the war effort, and since the Spanish Empire had an outpost in New Orleans, Ollie bought most of the supplies from the Spanish, of course, and used their currency, the peso. Ollie used an abbreviation for peso on all his billing and correspondence, and therein lied the problem, and something that has stayed with us until this very day. Remember I said that Ollie had rotten penmanship? Well, in his correspondence with Secretary of Finance Robert Morris, some of what Morris thought was Ollie's peso symbol was adopted as ours. Yeah, it's a little-known fact that Oliver Pollock's penmanship made the abbreviation for peso appear to be a transposition of the letters P and S. And when Morris addressed his billing records, he perpetuated that symbol on all government records. That symbol, which we now call a dollar sign. Funny, isn't it? The symbol of the most valuable currency in the world came from someone's poor handwriting.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
What crimes are Americans worried about the most? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. You know a home security system is top of the line when police are using it to catch a crime ring that spanned two states. That security system, SimpliSafe, the only system I trust to protect you. What makes SimpliSafe smarter home security? Number one, it's wireless. No drilling, no phone lines, wireless. Number two, no contracts. Every year, millions of Americans get locked into long-term contracts for home security. They're unreasonably expensive. They leave you without any control or say. SimpliSafe has no contracts. You never have to worry about getting locked in. You're in control. This is home security you can actually count on to keep your home safe. SimpliSafe was built by a Harvard-educated engineer, and it was created using the latest wireless technology. SimpliSafe is just $15 a month. I promise it's worth every penny to know your family is safe. Protect your home with the alarm I trust. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com right now, and you save an extra 10%. SimpliSafeKim.com. SimpliSafeKim.com. What's the top crime that Americans worry about the most? Home break-ins, being mugged, car theft, sexual assault, murder? All of these crimes make the top 10 list. But according to Gallup polling, the top crime on the minds of most Americans is hacking, having your credit card numbers compromised, and almost equal to that, hacking into our personal computers and phones. It's interesting to note that the more a person spends, the more concerned they are about hacking. And all of this worry is well-founded. As we approach the holidays, hackers are going into high gear in their attempts to hack the biggest retailers. With the sheer number of hacks coming in from Russia and China, no doubt that some will be successful. Your best defense? Since it takes retailers months to finally fess up that they were hacked, watch your credit card and bank accounts very closely and never use debit cards. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Highlighting resistant bacteria. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. It can take days for doctors to realize a patient's infection is resistant to standard antibiotics, days that can mean the difference between life and death. Johns Hopkins medical researcher Sanjay Jain and his colleagues report in the journal Science Translational Medicine on the use of a radioactive artificial sweetener as a tracer that's absorbed only by the infectious bacteria. In mouse models, Jane says the bacteria were easy to spot using a PET scan.
The bacteria love this new tracer that we have developed, and now this tracer is emitting energy, and therefore the PET scanner can now localize where the bacterial infection is.
He says doctors treating the infection with standard antibiotics can quickly see if they've killed the bacteria. If not, they'll know it's a resistant strain and can take immediate action. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:33, 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station police are investigating what led to a seven-hour search for two children. The brothers, aged 6 and 2, were reunited with their parents before 1 this morning. A press release issued shortly after 6 Monday said a family member had been taking care of the children when they were unable to locate them. Early voting ends Friday. Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen reminds voters to bring an approved photo ID,
which would be a driver's license, or an ID, passport, concealed handgun license, the naturalization or citizenship paper, veterans or military ID cards, or the election ID card.
Early voting locations are open from 8 to 8. For more information on where to vote, go online to brazosvotes.org. There is one contested race for Bryan's school board in this year's election. Both candidates participated at last week's local candidates forum.
David Stasny says there have been improvements and there are examples to follow.
Neal Elementary, for example, which is a high-performing school that has a lot of low socioeconomically status students. They've done an excellent job. They just find ways to make the parents feel welcome, and that's a critical need.
Roy Fuller suggested providing information to parents via text messaging in addition to the district's smartphone app.
Being able to contact that parent with information on the progress of their student and what their homework is going to be. So when the parent comes in and asks the child, well, what homework do you have? And they say, oh, none, because we're testing this week. The parent can say, no, you have a test on Friday.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear from all who participated at last week's Chamber of Commerce Forum at the Bush Library. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
There's still time for registered voters in College Station to apply for a committee that will recommend what should be on a citywide bond issue next year. Mayor Nancy Berry says there are three subcommittees. One of them deals with transportation projects.
Mostly streets, traffic signals, roads to construct.
Another will explore future locations of city parks.
I would say we're growing, and there are parts of towns that are underparked, if you will. They're not close to parks, okay. And each part of the city has a park fund designation, and so I would think we could look at some neighborhood parks.
The third committee will investigate facilities, including a new city hall and police department. Application information is online at cstx.gov/committees. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has had his name come up to chair the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Flores downplays the talk, noting there are three members with more seniority.
If for some reason these other folks in front of me wind up getting other chair positions, then I'd be happy to be the VA chair.
Committee assignments will change after next week's elections. Congressman Kevin Brady of the Woodlands, whose district includes Madison and Grimes counties, remains interested in chairing the House Ways and Means Committee as a way to expose wasteful government spending.
Swedish massages for rabbits. Sea monkey, synchronized swimming lessons, teaching mountain lions to use a treadmill.
Former vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan is also interested in the powerful position. Motorists on the freeway southbound in College Station will have another couple of weeks to put up with one-lane traffic associated with the Rock Prairie Road Bridge project. The lane closures, which take place until 4 p.m., mean a backup as far as before the Emerald Parkway exit. Some are exiting at Deacon and taking the frontage road, then returning to the freeway after Rock Prairie. The TxDOT district office in Bryan reports the contractor is working as quickly as possible to finish what needs to be done to end the lane closure. And another reminder for those going north on the freeway in Bryan that on and off ramps north of Briarcrest affecting William Joel Bryan and Boonville will be closed starting today and for the next 4 months. Nurse Nina Pham will have to wait until her dog is out of quarantine before she can see him. While Pham has been cleared of the Ebola virus, Bentley remains under the care of veterinarians until midnight Saturday night.
The vets do not want to take any chances, and they don't want to create an opportunity for a potential breach in that system.
Sana Syed of the City of Dallas says Bentley is the first dog to be quarantined for Ebola, so veterans need to establish protocol for pets. Pham was released from the hospital Friday and is now immune from the virus. The dog has not shown any symptoms. Halloween night means the Vandals will be out instead of the Ghosts and Goblins. East of Dallas, the town of Van will delay trick-or-treating until Saturday night. Mayor Dean Stone says it's because the undefeated Van High School Vandals football team is playing.
It's one of the most family-oriented towns probably around, you know, and yeah, we like football, but when you're winning, you really like it. I think sometimes changes are necessary, and it won't leave our town quite so vacant.
While City Hall has fielded numerous calls from complaining residents, the mayor says the move will accommodate more people for both events. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, we understand what local banking means and how important it is to the vitality of the community. That's why at the Bank and Trust, you'll find community banking at its best. Sure, we offer products you've come to expect like free checking, free small business checking, mobile deposit, and much more. We also know that banking is more than checking accounts and loans. It's about people and integrity. We're the same people you've trusted in the past, and it's our promise we will continue to earn your trust in the future. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
About 22. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. Got this deal going on, but through the end of November, you can get the Lennox folks will give you up to $1,300 rebate on a complete system. That's an air handler along with a gas furnace or an air conditioner and heat pump. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling. The numbers look like this because they're changing a little bit even since earlier this morning when we talked about a chance of rain has diminished somewhat. For tomorrow, we're looking today at a high of 84, and then the winds will come around out of the east. Tonight, 64 will be our low. Tomorrow, tonight, a 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain. The winds will be out of the northeast. 77 will be the high. 58, the low on Wednesday. Thursday, it's 78 and 56. And then Friday, 77 and 52 on Friday night. So that'll be neat high school football weather. It'll probably be pretty cool on Saturday since the Aggies have the early game. Saturday looking at sunny to high near 74, but it probably won't be that at 11 o'clock when we kick off.
No. How about to be quite chilly?
Yeah. Now, where are you? You got a game Friday night, huh?
Zach? I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Right. And yes.
Yeah. It's we cover the Rudder Rangers. It's been a tough year.
Been a tough year, but it's understand that it'll get better. Now, see, Patrick, I guess you're of an age where you remember. Were you here when the Aggies kicked off against Texas at 9 o'clock in the morning? You remember one of those?
Man, yeah.
Remember watching the sun coming up over the deck. Anyway, none of that foolishness. Got that 11 o'clock thing going on. Oh, for all you would-be space rangers, we have some really bad news that apparently the Lost in Space music there. Along with the annoying buzz in there, too. Bad news for anybody who is looking forward to being one of the humans who would colonize Mars anytime soon. An MIT study has found that plans for Mars One, that's the scary-sounding Dutch mission to send a bunch of Earthlings on a one-way trip to colonize the Red Planet, currently not feasible.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. This is your answer to the joining the French Foreign Legion, right? Disappearing. Get on a spaceship to Mars. It's not coming back. One researcher said, one of the biggest claims about the Mars One team is that absolutely no new technology needs to be developed for the success of this mission. We have found that there are several cases for systems like the environmental control and life support where that just is not true. Well, yeah. I'd say that's a pretty damning piece of evidence right there.
Yeah, I'd say that could definitely come in handy if you're going to be heading to Mars.
Yeah, this whole life support thing, it kind of would be a deal killer if they weren't going to be able to do that. Another problem the researchers found is that it would take an unsustainable amount of money and resources to resupply the colony with the spare parts that would eventually be needed. Yeah, I'm sorry, we don't have a hose clamp that size here. We're going to have to send a rocket ship up there with it. The mission's plan relies on the steady resupply stream, bringing replacements like filters and pumps and motors, oh my, when something inevitably does break. The study also found that all the plants required to feed the Mars One participants, the colony would eventually contain excess levels of oxygen, which could, of course, pose a fire risk.
Before we send people over there, can we just maybe send a smaller
quicker mission to send a terrarium or something just to make sure it's possible.
Send gerbils to take care of that. Get those smart hamsters who can drive those cars.
They need the terrarium, though.
Yeah, they do. Well, they do. But anyway, so I guess that's probably not going to happen. I think we did the original story on this. A lady in Maricopa County, that's in Phoenix, has decided, or they have decided, to reinstate charges against Shanisha Taylor. Now, she's the Phoenix woman accused of leaving her children in a hot car while she was on a job interview. Okay. I think we did that. I'm not sure. It was back a few months ago. Well, what happened was they had this teary-eyed mugshot of her. Some lady in New Jersey decides to put together some fundraising thing, and lo and behold, they end up donating $114,000 to this woman.
Goodness. Whoa.
Okay. Little problem, though. The court said, okay, you can get the money, but you need to set up a trust fund for the kids. Dang. Yesterday was the deadline, and she just hasn't gotten around to doing that yet. Discussing in court yesterday that she hadn't funded the education fund for her children and the child care fund for them, she said, well, the deal is that she's concerned that she was supposed to set aside $60,000. She still hasn't found a job, and she may need to, quote, tap into that money, end quote.
Well, I wonder where this job interview is at. Did it say?
No, they didn't, but she did have to complete the substance abuse classes. I'm just saying that. And she says the parenting classes have helped a lot. But she says she's still having trouble finding a job, partly due to all this media attention to her case, and partly because of the incident. Judge told her yesterday she needs to make arrangements to put $60,000 aside for the kids. She agreed that she'd try to do that. She met with her attorney for a little while and came back and said, would you settle for $35,000? And she said she'd show a receipt that they had transferred the money into the account, as long as it was $35,000 and not $60,000.
So what did I'm assuming the judge said
the
no.
The judge
right?
said no.
That's what I thought.
Well, again. You raise $114,000 for a lady, and like you said, I don't know where she was interviewing for the job.
And the deal was that she would avoid the charges if she did this, right?
Right.
So,
yeah. So she didn't do it.
And she would still end up with, what, $50,000?
Well, yeah, she still got money. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Seems like you might be able to limp along on that.
You might even earn a little interest.
And what happened is the judge said, could I see your bank statement? She said, oh, I'll put it in my mama's account, and she doesn't want that made public. Yeah, I know.
Well,
I know. Got steam coming out of your ears.
Throw the book at her.
Kickstarter project called No Phone has raised $10,000. No Phone is the smartphone that is waterproof, doesn't bend, doesn't drop calls, and comes with an unlimited service plan, all free. The phone really isn't a phone. It's just it's a smooth, rectangular piece of plastic that looks like an iPhone and does nothing.
Oh, it does something. Oh, wait.
What does it do?
Hold on.
The Kickstarter look it up. The Kickstarter campaign claims that the No Phone is a solution to phone addiction, which it says is everywhere. It's ruining your dates. It's distracting you at concerts. It's disrupting you in movie theaters. It's clogging up the sidewalks. It's No Phone.
The No Phone can be not your phone with a minimum investment backing $12 to the site, but for $6 more, you can get the No Phone upgrade, which will enable you to send selfies in real time by attaching a mirror to the back of it.
That's awesome.
This is like the pet rock, right?
Yeah. I
mean, you know what you're getting. You do know what you're getting. Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
Man in China was being held hostage, and his captors wanted money. The man was told to text his wife and demand $25,000. He also texted her photos of his hands bound and of him grimacing in pain. The wife went to the police to get help to find out a way to raise this $25,000. Well, go out and say that you're keeping your kids in a car while you go apply for a job. It seems to work in America. People will send you money for anything. Anyway, after the two-hour investigation, police spotted the captured man driving himself around unbound and alone. Turns out that he had kidnapped himself to try to raise money from his wife to pay off gambling debts. Yeah.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming Christmas issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn ways to have the kids help make those seasonal treats. Discover the latest in holiday wear for children. And Brazos Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the Christmas edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Sutherland. In my previous years of service on the council, I held a meeting for citizens every week. I helped hundreds of citizens through these meetings by working with the city staff and bringing over 50 items to the council for citizens. I know the issues of District 4 and the city, and I will continue to work hard for you just as I've done effectively in the past. To end favoritism and bring citizen-focused government to Bryan, please vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland Treasurer.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley assists you, your family, and physician to understand the choices you have. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 11 minutes till Judd Nelson is alive and well. I know you were concerned. Apparently, Twitterverse went wild with the news that the Brad Packer had died at his condo over the weekend. The actor's manager, took him back to his apartment, had him hold up a copy of that day's Los Angeles Times to take a picture to prove he was still alive.
Did he do like the fist pump after Breakfast Club?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. No, I think it was just a static picture of that. Anyway, okay. Last week, TLC canceled the show Here Comes Honey Boo Boo after it was revealed that Mama June was dating a convicted molester. It was also revealed that her grown daughter was the victim of the molestation. Wow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Golly.
That and also, was it Sons of Guns? Did you ever watch that show?
No.
I think it was on History. It was
There was another one, right? Was he a child molester? Is that right?
It was Red Jacket Firearms, and basically a girl. I think it was his girlfriend's daughter.
Yeah,
apparently, and then his daughter came out and said that.
Yeah, that
he had been, and then now his daughter and her husband have been arrested.
Oh no!
For child abuse, for using the belt, I think.
And of course that is all on these TV networks. I mean, you don't do your check on that. You don't do your due diligence.
Well, now hold on. We're talking about reality TV stars. There's a reason they are starring in reality TV shows.
Okay.
Well, Sons of Guns, basically they just blew stuff up and made guns.
Okay.
Made cool guns.
But if they are doing these sort of criminal activities, and some of them very vile criminal activities, you don't need to be putting those people on TV under any circumstances. So I think that's the network's fault there. They need to hire a private investigator. I mean, a warrant search? How difficult would that be? I mean, you know, we've got that here in Brazos County. You can find, you know, all the sex offenders. It's crazy.
Well, I don't think they had actually committed it whenever they initially, like, it was not reported or anything when they initially signed them on to do the show.
Oh, okay.
It came to light
later
afterwards.
On.
Yeah.
NCIS star Mark Harmon developing a new drama for the CW network called Shakespeare's Sisters. The Hollywood Reporter says the plot line will have Bill's sisters talking about the playwright's early years as he becomes entangled with Queen Elizabeth and a trio of witches. Wrote a play about that, I believe. Okay, so we'll... Mac and Beth and what was the other one's name? I don't remember. All right, so anyhow, we have a joke. You want to do a joke?
We haven't done a joke in a long time.
Okay, so here we go. There's a brunette, a redhead, and a female of indeterminate hair color escape from prison. Followed by the police, they scramble into a barn and each hides in a burlap sack. When the police burst in, they kick the sack where the brunette was and they hear, meow. The cops think there's a cat in there. They move on to the next bag. They kick the second bag where the redhead is, and they hear, woof. So they thought there was a dog in there. Police then turn to the third bag where the female of indeterminate hair color is, and they kick it, and then They heard potatoes.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 months, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Billy Joel's memoir finally coming out, even though he pulled out of the project. New York Daily News said that Billy signed a deal with the publisher 6 years ago, worked on it for a little while, and then decided not to. Some of the things we found out: that Billy's first wife, Elizabeth Weber, was the cause of his two suicide attempts. I didn't know he did that. One overdose pills, the other drank a bottle of furniture polish. Fell in love with her even though she was married to one of the guys in his band. He wrote the song Just the Way You Are for her. And also, Billy lost millions of dollars when his former brother-in-law from that first marriage, Frank Weber, stole a bunch of money when he was his manager. Billy could have been the one to discover Whitney Houston. He was at St. Bart's, where he met his second wife, that's Christy Brinkley, and this teenage girl asked if Billy would listen to her. He said, "Go away, kid, I don't have time." That was Whitney Houston. He also did acid 3 times, heroin once. His number 3 wife, Katie Lee, was 23 when they got married in 2004. That was 4 years older than his daughter. Billy was 55 at the time they divorced in 2009.
That didn't work out.
No. And he does monthly gigs at New York's Madison Square Garden. He makes $2 million a month for the shows. Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, he's Billy Joel.
Yeah, there you go. A blind toddler, okay, blind toddler in Slovakia, a musical genius. Kiddo is 3 years old. His name is Branko Dvorky. Taught himself to play the piano. Did I mention he's 3? Did I mention he cannot see? He also started when he taught himself to pluck out the DuckTales theme, which was when he was only a year old. Now he plays Tchaikovsky and Wagner almost flawlessly. His mother believes that Branko's gift is a gift from God. A neighbor who listens to the child play regularly say he is a true musical prodigy. He is a little Mozart.
Awesome.
That's pretty cool. That is amazing. Again, a blind toddler who taught himself to play the piano.
What if they have YouTube videos?
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Hi, I'm Kyle in Cardona, and I'm asking for your support and vote to be your next Bryan City Councilman for District 4. I was raised to learn the meaning of hard work and dedication. It's these principles that I have adopted and have assisted me to serve others by listening to the issues that matter most to you. I'm not a politician, but I'm a citizen that wants future generations to experience a Bryan we all know and love. I believe in Bryan. You believe in Bryan. Please vote with me.
Paid for by Kyle in Cardona campaign, Glenn Duhon, treasurer.
When it comes to football, it's all about teamwork. Run by a team in Navasota and let our team work for you. Hustle in to get $8,000 off MSRP on 2014 Dodge 1500 Crew Cabs.
Nice price.
Or you can score big with $9,000 off the 2500 Dodge Longhorn.
Nice price.
Tackle huge savings with $6,000 off the Dodge Charger RT.
Nice price.
Win big this football season with a new vehicle from Team in Navasota, where you always get up.
Nice price.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. This is weird. A group of thugs in southern France arrested for clowning around. Cops in the town of Age received reports of armed clowns menacing the public.
Oh, that's scary. At least they weren't wielding knives, but yeah, still.
They tracked the clowns down to a high school parking lot where 14 teenagers were arrested. No, they were wearing clown makeup, armed with baseball bats, guns, and knives.
Oh, no.
Violent and threatening clowns have been running rampant around the world. Recently, they had this case in Bakersfield, California, too.
Nope.
Terrorized clowns out there making things horrible for us all. This date, 1636, Harvard College was founded. Well, you know. This was Black Monday in 1929, and in 1961, a guy named Brian Epstein owned a record store. Somebody asked for a song called My Bonnie by the Silver Beatles. He'd never heard of them, so he went to see him at the Tavern Club 3 days later. Guess what? Worked out pretty well for all of them. And the Gateway Arch, completed in St. Louis on this date in 1965. Back tomorrow, it's 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian. Fox.